The Firm by John Grisham. Read by Vincent Marzullo. Chapter 1. The senior partner studied the resume for the 100th time, and again found nothing he disliked about Mitchell Y. McDear, at least not on paper. He had the brains, the ambition, the good looks, and he was hungry. With his background, he had to be. He was married, and that was mandatory. The firm had never hired an unmarried lawyer, and it frowned heavily on divorce as well as womanizing and drinking. Drug testing was in the contract. He had a degree in accounting, passed the CPA exam the first time he took it, and wanted to be a tax lawyer, which of course was a requirement with a tax firm. He was white, and the firm had never hired a black. They managed this by being secretive and clubbish and never soliciting job applications. Other firms solicited and hired blacks. This firm recruited and remained lily white. Plus, the firm was in Memphis, of all places, and the top blacks wanted New York or Washington or Chicago. McDear was a male, and there were no women in the firm. That mistake had been made in the mid-70s, when they recruited the number one grad from Harvard, who happened to be a she and a wizard at taxation. She lasted 4 turbulent years and was killed in a car wreck. He looked good on paper. He was their top choice. In fact, for this year, there were no other prospects. The list was very short. It was McDear or no one. The managing partner, Royce McKnight, studied a dossier labeled Mitchell Y. McDear.